Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Second down and 6. Herbert to the air. Pipkins the pocket, the right tackle. Got away from Allen. Herbert alive in the throw. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown! Allen! What a play!
Allen, what a play. Not Josh Allen. Keenan Allen there. On a strike from Justin Herbert. The Chargers rally to beat the Broncos, who have some game management issues through 2 weeks. They've made some rough mistakes, 1-2, and feel like they should probably be 3-0. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe here on a Buffalo Bills football Monday. Highlights of the game, in that case, the Justin Herbert throw, brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Of course, the Bills played on Thursday. They'll play Sunday, 1 o'clock, against the Saints, and be huge, huge favorites. Biggest favorites in the league to this point, upping the mark from last week when they beat the Dolphins. As 12.5-point favorites, 16.5 is the most recent I've seen it. I bet it climbs. I bet it goes up. But we'll see. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. One game we didn't mention. How much of Cowboys-Bears did you see?
A good amount. Good amount.
Party day for the Bears. Absolute party.
Yeah.
Flea flickers.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the flea flicker? Because the flea flicker, which they throw a bomb to Luther Burden, looked like a more discombobulated flea flicker than I've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why it worked? Because DeAndre Swift sold it with maybe an extra step? If you're a defender covering that, he got deep into the line and hit by a lineman and then turned and threw a moon ball.
Yeah, it was really high throw back to the quarterback.
And then Caleb Williams threw it 62 yards.
That's why I think it really worked.
Yeah.
Right, like the throw was a laser 60 yards down the field. Because the rest of it, I'm not sure how well they would say that that it was executed. But, yeah, there was a trick play the Vikings ran at the end of the half against the Bengals. Did you see that one?
I did not see that one.
I thought the Bengals, that might be one of those plays that, like, we get the unwritten rule conversation after the game, because the Bengals can't get out of their own way. They've just turned the ball over twice. They hand it off. They're like, we got to get out of here. It's 31-3, and there's, like, 30 seconds left in the half. So they hand the ball off to Samaje Perine just to ice the clock, right? Like, get us out of here. Here's the ball to a veteran running back. He fumbles. Like, this is the first play of their drive. They've just turned it over. He fumbles. So what do the Vikings do? They're in midfield. I'm like, are they just going to be nice here and, like, will they kneel it out? Like, they're up by 28. The Bengals can't do anything. So what do? The complete opposite. They throw it backwards to Justin Jefferson, who then throws the ball down to the running back. You're up by 28.
Kill shot. Yeah.
They're trying to get to halftime, and you're throwing the ball with your wide receiver. Right. Like, not even kill shot. Like, let's embarrass them right here.
Let's demoralize.
I didn't see anything about that afterwards, though.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. I posted a poll on Twitter talking about the Bills' defense. We can get to this a little bit. And some other Bills matters as well. Through 3 weeks, how are you feeling about the Bills' defense? Your three options are, because it's about through 3 weeks, encouraged,
mm-hmm.
help coming, because we all know Hoyt, Hairston, Ogunjobi, like, you know, there are guys coming back. So encouraged, help coming, same as before the season, or troubled. What do you think about this Bills defense 3 weeks in? Give us a call on it, vote in this Twitter poll, we'll see how things come out. I don't know what I expect the answer to be. Encouraged or troubled or same as before season, you know. Yeah. It kind of gets to each individual person that's voting in this Twitter poll, how you felt. If you felt great, maybe you couldn't be even further encouraged. If you were terrified, maybe you would be feeling better. I think my answer is about same as before the season. Like, I've not yet been moved. I want to say help is coming. Not yet. I don't know.
I'm definitely where I was before the season, but I was very much like, I'm not sure they're going to be good on defense before the season. I guess the best sign I have is that Bosa looks like he's going to be a real player.
Yeah.
All season. But even that, like, that's the injury risk with him, is that at any moment that could just end, because it seems to happen every year with him. But I guess the troubling signs would be, like, Milano is a bit of a question right now as to what he's got left, I think. And I would say that the secondary overall looks like, all right. Like, I haven't yelled at Cole Bishop yet through three games. But Taylor Rapp, on the other hand, like, I don't know. So, I feel okay about it. But I still feel like it's not a defense at the moment that I would have a lot of confidence in a big playoff game against the league's top offenses. I think you would have to keep up with some of those teams. How would they play against the Chargers might be a question now to ask.
Yeah.
Like, maybe okay. I think they need one of these guys that's not available to them right now to be like a real impact player for them.
They need Hoyt to give them a pass rush. Because right now,
Or Hairston to be like a true
good enough
corner
number two
that you could put in man coverage and not have him get destroyed like Trey White will.
Yeah.
Like, that might be as big of an impact as Hoyt. Because the pass rush, like, if Ed Oliver were to get healthy, like, I could get there on the pass rush, could be good. Hoyt would help it. But I'm pretty concerned about their secondary if Hairston can't give them anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, what happens when they play quarterbacks that can wing the ball all over the place? And Herbert might be that against this defense. Like, he might carve them up. Or he might come on the road in January. Or he might come here in January and mm-hmm. look like he just can't do it. Like, we'll see if the Chargers, if their game travels by the time they get to, you know, the playoffs, if they make it. Last year they go in the playoffs, he threw four interceptions in Houston. So
right.
It also doesn't have to be a factor for weather. 803-0550. And 1-888-552-550. You can vote in that Twitter poll. You can give us a ring. Nick writes in, Sean's defense scares me. They look slow. One of the reasons that they might look slow is because some of the guys they drafted to be and signed to be the difference makers, like Hairston's fast.
Yeah.
Hairston's fast. And I don't know about Michael Hoyt just being a fast player, but I think he is in – we saw it in the preseason. He flies. He looks like he makes them more athletic and more malleable or whatever, multiple, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Like, why would they look slow? Probably because Tre'Davious White's out there instead of Hairston. But past that, like, I don't know, Bishop's athletic. You know who else is really fast, by the way? Dorian Strong's very fast.
Yeah. If you think they look slow – I think the guy that might be doing that for you right now is Rapp, right? Rapp's the guy.
He's not a very fast safety, right?
Rapp is no. I mean, he's outrun by Bills linebackers, right? So like that would be the guy to look at if you think they look slow. I think that's the player that you're watching, that you're seeing on the third level. I mean, the Henry play sticks out, but you know there were a couple of plays against Miami where he was getting outrun to the sideline. Because overall, like. Their defense as a whole, is it slow? Like, Bernard isn't slow
no.
for his position. Milano at this point, maybe you want to say that. I wouldn't. I haven't thought it. Benford's not slow. Maybe Trey would be the other one, right? Trey getting outrun by Waddle on, like, some of those mesh routes, like, last week.
Then again, Waddle outruns a lot of players.
That's true. But Hairston would be the guy you would think would run with him.
Yeah.
So, that I think it's... probably mostly those two. You have two guys in your secondary that they're not going to give you wheels right now.
Sean in Orchard Park is up to start us off this morning. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good, good. Hey, just want to see what your thoughts were on Dawson Knox. I feel like I haven't seen him the last 3 weeks as part of the offense. Maybe I'm just not seeing something, but just curious your thoughts on that.
He's playing. He dropped a couple passes against, was it Miami? Yeah, he dropped a couple passes against Miami. But he's playing. The Bills are playing their three tight ends a lot. You've got Knox getting, let me pull up his snap count here for the season. 58%, this is last season, 2025. I'll do that
I know right he played now. About half against Miami.
Okay.
Because they all played about half against Miami.
56, 55, 53 are Dawson Knox's snap counts. He led all tight ends the first 2 weeks, and this week Kincaid got him by 2%. Knox is 56, 55, 53. Kincaid is 51, 48, 55. Jackson Hawes, 19, 47, 43. Now you're going to see a lot of this three tight end. And Knox leads tight ends in snaps with 121, Kincaid at 112.
Okay.
So I think he's a fixture. If you're looking for him to get a bunch of catches, like that ship might have sailed.
He should have had more against the Jets.
Okay, was the Jets game with the drops?
He had, I think, two drops in that game, and he had five targets.
Yeah.
Five targets, 2 for 19 was the stat line at the end of it. So tried to get him the ball a little bit there. He did not have a target against Miami. But no, he's never going to be again. He had a 71 target season for the Bills and scored 9 touchdowns that year.
Yeah.
Like he's not doing that ever again for them.
Probably. I mean, they drafted that away from him by getting Kincaid in here. Now they have a tight end that,
right. You
know, commands more of that kind of attention. But he's still been a role player on this team and, you know, three tight ends. I think you're going to continue to see it. Thanks, Sean, for the phone call. Bob writes in on this question about the defense. Troubled and same as before. Somebody else writes that's the same answer. But Bob writes in, they need to get a dynamic offensive weapon because they will need to keep up against good teams. Don't let Olave or Shaheed leave town next weekend.
I like both those players. Olave is a big trade, right?
Yes.
It's a big trade.
Rasheed Shaheed. We'll see what the Saints do. Are they going to try and hit over the top with him on Sunday?
He's a very fast receiver.
He's very fast.
Yeah, and he's pretty good. I'm not saying this would happen every week. I saw a lot of clips from the Miami game where guys are open down the field.
Yeah.
Like Kincaid, right? There's one play where he threw it to Cook for like 5 yards, and he had turned down like a 30-yard pass down the field that would not have been a gimme. But Josh Allen makes that pass to Dalton Kincaid 30 yards down the field. There's a play to Coleman where he's down there. Like, there's a few of them. Like, I don't know how often is that going to happen, though, where those guys are going to be constantly running down the field. Because in other games, you might decide to take those passes, and maybe they're not there. Shaheed is a guy that is going to be running those routes all the time down the field. Also, why would he be available? I guess would be my question. Is he young enough? New Orleans wouldn't want to just quit on that right now. Now he's 27. Never mind. A little older than I thought. It's not like 23. All right, don't let him leave town. I'm in.
Watch the Patriots yesterday?
Some.
Drake May and Josh Allen comparisons will continue while May throws careless interceptions early in his career.
And runs.
He also might have been concussed in that game and allowed to stay in and play.
He at least should have been pulled.
Yeah. He threw an interception two plays after play where it looked like he got knocked out.
He slammed his head on the back of the
and
turf.
Reached for his head with his hand.
Yeah, like, he should have been pulled.
He should have been pulled out of the game for sure. All right, 803-0550. Monday Night Football tonight, Lions and Ravens, and the Sabres' first preseason game against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Feels like the preseason is a lot of Buffalo and Columbus. Prospects Challenge.
Are they the Bills, Lions?
I think so. These teams are besties.
Sabres and Blue Jackets.
These teams are besties now. Columbus and Buffalo. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Give us a ring. Sal at 8. It's a Buffalo Bills football Monday and a victory Monday at that. Why can't we have a victory Monday after we had a victory Friday? Consider it a victory long weekend. It's victory Monday here on WGR.
Back to pass, looking left, and stretching and reaching for it is Kincaid, and he stumbles into the end zone for the touchdown. A 20-yard touchdown hookup. Allen to Kincaid, and the Bills are an extra point away from tying it up early.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.